Sanhedrin Perek Zayin Mishnah Beis Mitzvas HaNisrofim. We described in the last Perek by Richus Mitzvas HaNiskolim. We started out our Perek by mentioning that there's Dalid Mises Besdin. We spoke about that on a deeper level. And now we're going to describe in detail how the Sreifa takes place. Pashta Sreifa would mean burning somebody. Somebody's Chayv Misa, they burn him alive, burn him at the stake. What's well known from Reitzchim and Achzorim L'Dereseyim. And the answer why that's not done is Hagufa. It's clear, Chazal understood from the Torah that that's not the way to carry out Nebuch. If a Yid needs to be killed because he was Oven Averu, Biarto Romi Kibecho, but not in a cruel and horrible way. That's for sure not the way it's done. So how, yeah? Hoyu Meshaken Oysa Bezevel, they would sink him, a Meshaken Milosh and Shkio, in sand, Ad Arku Voisov. Zevel is actually not sand, it's... Zevel is manure. And the reason why they would sink him in that, there are those that taina that it was Taka Levazoisoi. Now, we just described that the reason why they don't kill him in a cruel and unusual way is because that's achzorius. But the bizoyon is part of the kapara, it's part of the punishment. Cruel, bloodthirsty punishments that were used by the Inquisition, Rahman al-Utlan, are not used by Besdin. But the bizoyon in a way where it would hasten his kapara, that, yeah. Also, the Mefarshim, you look at the Mefarshim over here in the Mishnah, explain that there's a difference between Bizoyin Haguf, Lamashal, completely undressing him. There was a discussion by the Chiyuvei Skilo, as opposed to the Bizoyin Mibachot. There's also other Mefarshim explain that it was actually merciful to sink him into manure, into Zevel, because the Reach Ra would cut off his oxygen quicker, and the Misa would come quicker. So they would sink him into the Zevel Adar Kuvoisov until his knees. And the reason why they had to immobilize him by sinking him completely up to his knees, he shouldn't be able to move around. Otherwise they wouldn't be able to carry out the sentence. The next thing they would do is Venoisin Suda Koshal Techa Rako Vikarchal Tzavaroi. They would put a Suda, a handkerchief, or more like a scarf, made out of a harder material, inside softer material, and they would wrap it around his neck. Why would they do that? Because in order to kill him, they needed his mouth to be open, and there's no way that he wouldn't instinctively hold his mouth closed, so they had to pull it on his neck, but they didn't want that the Misa should be by choking. So this was a way to apply pressure without choking him, which would be chenek. So v'noisin sudu koshol techarakov chal tzavori zem moishich etzle v'zem moishich etzle. One pulled in one direction, one pulled in another direction. The pressure would force him at shepaisech his pip till he would open up his mouth. And then umadlik es hapsilo. They would take a piece of lead and they would put it on fire till it was burning hot to the point where it would melt. V'zorko l'tech pip. They would throw that piece of metal in his mouth. It would go straight into his stomach and it would burn out his insides. He would die instantly. Yehuda is choshish that the pulling on the sudar, even if they had this thing of the sudar kosher with the sudar rako, would apply too much pressure and there might be mekayim mitzvah chenek. So they would do it differently. Elapoiskin has pib bitzvas. They would open up his mouth with a pair of pliers. Shalei b'tevosoi. Not with his consent. Umadlik sapsil v'zorkel otech piv yeredes otech meyov v'chemeres as b'nei meyov. So the hariga is the same. The shal is only on that point of the opening up his mouth. The Mishnah seems to bring a shita that argues on this whole approach. Amar Rabbi Lozer Ben Tzadik, Maisi v'Bas Koyin Echad Shezintzo. There was a Maisi with a Bas Koyin. The Einish of Sreifa is the least common of the Averis that a Chayv Misa with one of the four misos. It's only a person who's mezana with a woman and her mother, or a woman and her daughter, isho bito, or a bas koyin who's mezana as an eshes ish, with somebody she's not married to, where normally the oinish of a woman who's mezana is bechenek. If she's a bas koyin, the Torah says in the beginning of Parshas Emor that her misa is besreifa. So there was such a maisa, v'kifu achavil ezmeris, they surrounded her with pieces of cotton, and they lit her on fire, usrafu, they made an auto da fe. That's mitzvah sreifa. That's what it sounds like. Yes, Messiah, there was such a maisa. Amr loy mefnei shalai bezin shalai seshoa boki. It was a bezin that didn't know the dine Torah. Now, it's hard to say. You have a bezin that doesn't know basic mishnayis. With what exactly are they a bezin of Dayanim Smuchim? You can't have a bezin of Kav Gimel without being bezin of tremendous Talmid Chacham. How can they make such a basic mistake that any Chedi Yingel would know? And the answer is, of course, that we're not talking about a bezin of Sanhedrin. We're talking about a bezin that was a bezin of Tzedukim. And it could be that certain dinim they kept, but they did not have the droshes of Teresh Shubal Peh. And because of that, they were able to make such a terrible and ignorant mistake. And Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadik is learning out from that Maisa. It's the Shver, exactly what Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadik holds. But Chacham Adoich Adarai B'Shtei Yadai. Mishneh Gimel, Mitzvah Saner Rogim. This is the mitzvah of the next Oynish, Skilo Sreifa Hereg. Again, we go with that Seder, that Hereg is the third on the list in Chomer. Hoye Matiznes Reshe B'Sayif. Kedeh Shamalchus Oysa. This is literally beheading. Kedeh Shamalchus Oysa. Malchuyos through the ages have always killed that way. The guillotine, etc. Behuda Oymen Nivul Huza. This is disgusting. This is Ein Lecha Dover. That's Menaval a person. Can't be that that's what Chazal understand the Torah. Menichin Esreshi Al Asadon. Vekoitzitz Bekoifitz. They put his head down on a block on the ground, and they cut it not with a sword. The Tanakhama said, Matisin's Reisha B'Sayif, with a sword. Here, Rabbi Yehuda says, V'koitzitz B'koifitz. Koifitz is more like an axe. Omru Loi, that, if anything, is more, because they mamash had the sword. Not one sharp, swift cut with a sword. This was literally a beheading in a long, messy way. There's nothing more that's menavel the person than that. So what did Rabbi Yehuda exactly mean? Rabbi Yehuda meant that a beheading that's done the way it was done by the Malchuyos, Kederach Shamalchusoy, so that itself is a novel, that Bezin should kill a Yid in the same manner that Goyim kill. The Gemara brings other psukim, the Rab brings it down. That's why. But as far as that some harika is concerned, much messier is the sadin v'koytzitz v'koyfitz. So that is where the chacham saying misim nuvelos mizu. Mitzvah sanichnokim, hoyim mishakin oisev v'zevel ala akuvoisev. They would sink him, again like we had before, in zevel until his knees, so he couldn't turn around. V'noisin suda koshel l'toich haraka v'koychal tzavaroi. Here they did again with the suda, and they opened his throat, but they kept on pulling. Until he would die.